of the world are starving to death. Is it true?
Did you take the brush out?
Yeah, we took everything but the real large tree and burned it. Boy, we put the fly and cleaned up all the brush.
You know what it is, though, don't you?
We don't have more of that ground put in, though. It's all been put in. Or just a few little spots around.
You say when you take down the trees and cut out the brush and stuff like that, you did what? You cleared the land? Or?
Yeah, oh, it's all cleared. Get it ready for the plant.
And brush, what would brush be?
Well, brush, we'd call it brush when it was cut down. We'd trim those trees up and the poles, pile of poles over here, and we'd call it the brush. It's the, after it's cut in, you would call it a brush, or some people call it just going through this undergrowth. Yeah, they'd call it brush.
And that would be shrubs?
And shrub, thicket of all different kinds.
Thicket, that's what? Place where the brush is thick?
Where the real, be a briar thicket, or it would be a shrubly real thick. You'd call it a thicket. Big old broad patch of brush or grub, shrubbery growing around it would be called a thicket, that's kind of.
And after you plow, then what do you do?
After what?
After you've plowed it, then what do you do to it?
We would use a hay harrow, what it's called, a new ground air. Yeah, with real big teeth stuck straight down. If it hit a root, they just bounce over it. A few times, then they'd take a what they call a Georgia stalk and lay off a row, plant it in some type feed that would grow pretty good on new ground, which is cotton or cane. Not many crops would grow very good on first year.
Oh, is that right?
Well, it probably would, I guess, if you'd break it, let it lie there all summer and work it the season before. But like we did, break in the fall and try to plant in the spring, and not many crops would grow good the first year.
So instead of using that one year, you just, instead of using it, you use it.
Yeah, use it, plant it, cultivate it. You got to stir it and keep it stirred one year. It grows pretty good the second. Third year, it make good corn, or second year, something make good corn.
What did you call that trench that the plow cut?
The furrow? Here's your.
Oh, that's all right. Go ahead, keep it there.
I don't.
Seems I generally smoke matches.
You like me, you get to talk a bit and forget to let go.
I miss my puff. When you harvested your wheat in the early days, how did you harvest it?
Well, you used the cradle in the early days. Way back years ago, a cradle. Then come the.
Now you cut it in the cradle, and then what did you do to it?
Tied it in bones. And shocked it.
How many bundles to a shock?
Well, those hand bones, now I didn't do a lot of that, but I've seen my father do it. They tied it by hand and shocked it. They put a lot of bundles, but when we started the binder, 10 or 12, 8 to, no, I'd say from 9 to 12, 15 bundles to shock in wheat and oats. That back was in the young day.
That was so it would dry out?
Yeah.
And what was good yield on wheat here?
When years ago?
Yeah.
Ah. 40, 50 bushels. A neighbor over here about a mile. But he's the only one at that time back.